Because of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, we have a new and living way to come to the presence of God.
因为耶稣基督在十字架上为我们受死，我们就有了一个又新又活的路，可以来到神的面前。
It is a new way because access to God was previously unavailable to most people.
这是一条新的路，因为在基督之前，来到神面前的路是没有的。
Under the old system, out of the entire nation of Israel, only one person, the high priest, can enter the most holy place, and that was once a year.
根据旧约的教导，在基督之前，每一年，整个犹太人中，只有一个人可以来到神的面前，而且一年只有一次。
Now, every one of us can meet God through Jesus.
那么现在我们每一个人都可以借着耶稣基督来到神的面前。
It is a living way because the way was opened by our resurrected living Lord Jesus.
这又是一条活的路，因为这条路是因为耶稣基督的死而复活而变成活泼的。
Because of this fact, the writer of Hebrew tells us.
因此，希伯来书的作者这样说。
That this is how we should live our life from now on.
希伯来书的作者是这样告诉我们应该如何度日。
So we come to the moment that now what? How shall we live then?
那么我们现在就来到要思考我们如何敬虔度日呢？
The writer of Hebrews used three letters.
希伯来书的作者用了三个让我们这样的词来解释。
First,Let us draw near to God.
第一个，让我们来到神的面前。
If God sacrificed His Son so that we can be reconciled to God, you would think that it is natural for us to be close to God.
如果神让他的儿子为我们做牺牲，以至于我们可以跟神和好，那么我们来到神的面前就是理所当然的。
Yet, if we are honest to ourselves,We can ask ourselves, are we really close to God?
但是我们如果扪心自问的话，我们如果对自己诚实的话，我们就会问，我们是不是已经准备好来到神的面前？
How close is our life to God?
那么我们的生命又跟神的生命的距离有多么近呢？
Drawing near to God does not just mean going to church once a week.
来到神的面前并不是意味着每个礼拜来教会。
But rather, how do we practice the daily presence of God through prayer and reading His Word?
而是我们怎么样每一天通过读经祷告来体现神的同在。
If our High Priest Jesus has opened the way to God, and we draw near to Him.
如果我们的大祭司耶稣基督将通往神的路为我们打开，我们可以来到神的面前。
Yet we do not go in.
但是我们又不来。
And we do not live a life praying to God or reading His Word every day.
我们又不过读经祷告的生活。
We would be like.The college student who go to school, go to campus, and then never talk to their parents for months and months.
我们就好像这些刚刚上了大学的孩子们，他们进了大学以后就跟父母失去了联系，几个月都不联系一次。
But once in a while, send an email to the father, Dear father, running out of cash. Please send money.
但是偶尔也会写信给他的爸爸说，亲爱的爸爸，没钱了，请寄钱过来。
Isn't that sometimes this is how we approach God? We only go to Him when we are in need of something.
这难道不是我们对待神的方法吗？我们只是因为我们的需要，我们才会来到神的面前。
The writer of the book of Hebrews said, "Let us draw near to God."
希伯来书的作者说，让我们来到神的面前，神的圣所。
Second, he said, "Let us hold on to the hope."
希伯来书的作者又说，让我们坚持这样的信心。
In this life, there are enough heartaches and headaches.
在我们的生活中有很多的烦心烦劳神的事情。
We just cannot avoid it.
这是不可避免的。
What will you do when you discover you have cancer?
如果你被诊断为患癌症，你能做什么呢？
Just realize that you have lost your job.
你失业了，你又能怎么样呢？
Involved in an accident.
你发生事故了，又会怎么样呢？
Do you ask the famous question? He says, "Where is God when it hurts?"
你是不是也问一个老生常谈的问题？神在什么地方？当我痛苦的时候。
The writer of Hebrew said, "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for He who promised is faithful."
希伯来书的作者说，让我们坚守我们所承认的指望，不致摇动，因为那应许我们的是信实的。
Our hope is strong because our God who promises the hope is a faithful God.
我们的信心是坚固的，因为给我们应许的神是一个信实的神。
Apostle Paul in Romans 8 says, "He who do not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things?"
保罗在罗马书里头这样说，神既不爱惜他的儿子，将他舍给众人，他岂不把万物一同白白的赐给我们呢？
So whenever we are in doubt of God's goodness, let us look upon the cross.
任何时候当我们对神的信心有所动摇的时候，我们就要定睛在十字架上。
Finally, the writer says, "Let us encourage one another."
最后，希伯来书的作者说，我们又要彼此相顾，激发爱心。
Our identity in Christ is a corporate identity.
我们在基督里头的身份是一个合作互爱的身份。
There are no lone rangers in God's kingdom.
在神的国度里是没有独行侠的。
We have to decide for the rest of our life on earth, with whom will you walk this spiritual journey?
在我们的一生中，我们要决定我们要跟神跟什么人一起走过这属灵的道路。
Remember, your words, your action, and behavior will influence your brothers and sisters.
大家应该记住，我们的言语、行为和我们的表现会互相影响的。
As Christians, we live in tough times.
作为基督徒，我们生活在一个充满挑战的时代。
Our faith is increasingly being marginalized in this society.
我们的信仰不断地在社会中被边缘化。
There are temptation everywhere.
试探到处都是。
Morality and integrity are on the decline.
道德水准在不断地下降。
How can we stand firm?
那么我们如何才能站立得稳呢？
The writers of Hebrews said, let us stand firm together.
那么希伯来书的作者告诉我们，让我们一同站立得稳。
Jesus said, the world will recognize that we are his disciples by loving one another.
耶稣基督说，世界将会知道我们是基督徒，因为我们互相相爱。
By walking together, by loving together, we spur one another towards love and deeds.
通过互相相爱，我们可以相互激励，活出神的爱。
And this is all more important as we see the day of our Lord's returning soon.
这就是在我们基督要复活的日子里，我们应该看到的非常重要的信息。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for sacrificing your life for us.
我们亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢你为我们舍命。
Your body torn apart, opening a new and living way that we can come to God.
你将你的身体破碎，使得我们有一条能够通向神的路。
Let us live our life.
让我们如此的过我们的日子。
Draw near to you.
以至于我们能够来到你的面前。
Hold on to the faith that you have given us.
能够紧紧抓住你给我们的信仰，信心。
And let us encourage one another.
也让我们相互鼓励。
So that the world can get the message that we are your disciples.
这样我们都就能将这个信息送给全世界，也就是我们是你的门徒。
And you are the savior of the world.
那么你是世界的救星。
And so that all honor and glory be unto you.
所有的荣耀颂赞都归给你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.